Good morning, everybody. It's not the weekend. It's a little after the weekend. We missed our show yesterday, but you're on the Mike and Abe show anyway. So today's Monday.
This is a special edition Super Bowl rap show for some of our government.
Yeah, well, I heard they
were... Let's put it this way. As bad as we feel about missing yesterday, at least we don't play for the Atlanta Falcons.
Well, there's some good news here, you know. You know, they would. What did your friend say? They were jumping off the Boston building there. What's the name of that building?
They said at halftime of the Super Bowl, the Patriot fans were jumping off the Prudential Center in Boston.
Okay, now here's the good news: that the New England Patriots recovered and won the game. Okay, So anybody out there that thinks that the New York City taxi industry is worth jumping off the Empire State Building, stop right now.
Right. Don't jump.
Don't jump, because we're coming back.
We're the Patriots at halftime. We're down, we're probably not down 28-3. We're probably down like 58-3.
No, well.
But we're going to come back. We got a plan. We're going to bring it. We got Lady Gaga on the stage. She's going to scare everybody away.
Well, she better walk into City Hall and talk to Mayor de Blasio. Because I understand he had something to say last week.
Oh, he had something to say, all right. He was on NPR, the great Brian Lehrer show. He always has once a week meet the mayor or talk to the mayor or something like that.
Yeah.
On WNPR. And there he is, Mayor de Blasio. He's talking about everything. He's talking about how wonderful the 2% raises are for cops and for... the MTA people, the 2%, it's like, listen, if I'm a union leader and you're coming back to me and telling the membership that, hey, great news, I got a 2% raise, I think you might want to be looking for another gig because I don't think the membership.
Well, that's 2 cents on every dollar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Big deal.
That won't pay the sales tax.
It is right. The other thing with this deal with the city is what people don't understand is the mass transit revenues for the bus and subway since this Uber fiasco has gone down, according to your friend Carolyn, 7%, and they didn't raise the fare, and now he's going to give a 2% raise. So that's basically 9% of the money coming out of the MTA, which always says they're broke. So this is the big math wizard for City Hall. And I think the one way to get revenues back at the MTA is just like the kids are doing, delete Uber. That's what it comes down to.
Mm-hmm. According to what I've been reading, over 200,000 people have deleted Uber since the Uber thing started. And it goes on. They're still deleting.
It goes on.
You know, they're still deleting.
Right. And the deleting of Uber continues. Now, you've studied this NPR interview with the mayor like a graduate student. So I just want you to tell the folks what the mayor said and didn't say and some of the scary stuff that was in that little blurb of an interview.
I could read you the mayor's answer, okay, to the taxi driver that called in to find out if he could be compensated, you know, for some of the money that the city snatched from him when he bought his medallion at auction.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, keep in mind, when you buy something at auction, you know, you are taking a bit of a risk, okay? You can't deny that. But the risk is supposed to be backed up by the city's faith or their promise to sell you what they're saying, which is the exclusive right to street hails. And that's something else I want to discuss after I do this. Just what is the definition of a street hail? I got a definition from somebody that I never heard before, but makes a lot of sense. Okay.
Okay.
But let me just read the what the mayor said. The person's name.
Let me just say to the folks listening, please listen to this. It's very important. It's kind of like a homework assignment because we're going to read to you what the interview was on NPR, Hat Tip NPR, from the Brian Lehrer show, and this is pretty much what the mayor said. When a cab driver who apparently had bought a medallion directly from the city, not all on the street, but directly from the city, had to say to the mayor on the air. Go ahead.
Well, his question was, you know, I could sum up what he wanted to know. What he wanted to know was, will the city compensate since they broke their promise about the exclusivity of the street hail? okay, which enabled the Ubers and the Gets and the Vias and the Lyfts and whatever, you know, and just about any for-hire vehicle to get these street hails through the apps, okay?
Right.
Excuse me. Well, Sharith, that's the guy's name, S-U-R-E-S-H, it's spelled, okay? Right. I understand for sure the challenge that you're going through. I don't know how he understands it. He never drove a cab in his life, but he understands it. Okay? I come to some different conclusions in the first stances. Okay. First of all, I want to say this issue we're going to be working on, and the TLC is going to be working on, to try to find every way to strike a balance in regulation that will be fair to all elements of the for-hire vehicle sector. Okay, well, what would be fair, Mr. Mayor? I'll tell you what would be fair. Get those cars off the street. That would be fair.
Right.
Okay? Because they're not supposed to be taking our business. Our business is the street hail, and they're taking it. Okay? All right.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I was on the street the other day, Saturday night. They're pouring out of the buildings. They're street hailing these Uber cars. Don't tell me it's prearranged or it's a radio call or any of this bull crap. It's a street hail. That's all it is. Come on.
Right. Okay. So what would be fair would be that you call the National Guard in to round up these cars and throw all these guys in jail. Okay?
Thank you. I'm voting for you.
Okay. That would be fair. Okay. Now, sure. Continue with what the mayor said. Now, the yellow cabs are an essential part of New York City and have been for a long time. You just found that out, Mayor?
Yeah.
Okay. I think some mistakes were made over the years in Albany legislation. What does that have to do with you letting Uber into New York City? What mistakes were made?
Over the years in Albany legislation.
Yeah. What did they do? Legislate that the Uber could pick up the street hails in New York City? They can't even legislate that the Uber could pick up a street hail in Buffalo. Okay? Or at least that's what they're working on now. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So let me continue with that sentence. I'll read the whole thing. I think some mistakes were made over the years in Albany legislation and city decisions before this administration that exacerbated the problem before we got here. Oh, so it's not your fault. Well, yeah, you're right. Bloomberg and Yaski had something to do with it, but you were supposed to fire Yaski, and he resigned, okay? And right. Bloomberg isn't there anymore. So it's up to you to fix it.
That's all.
Okay. You know, fix it, Mr. Mayor. You know, we bought the right to the street hail. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, my definition of the street hail is anybody standing on the street. Okay? But I'm going to give you another definition that somebody gave me, Mike. All right?
Right.
A street hail is not necessarily people standing on the street. A street hail is hailing a car, whether by app or by hand or by however you're going to do it, that's cruising the street.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if a car is cruising the street, no matter how they get the business, that's a street hail.
Right.
You understand? Okay.
Sure.
And all black cars and FHVs are supposed to be on a base. And if you're calling the car on a base, that's prearranged. That's the definition
exactly.
That was given to me by an experienced taxi owner, medallion owner, who's been around for a long time. And I never thought of it that way, okay? I always thought of it as, well, if the person is standing on the street, then that's a street hail. No.
Right.
If the car is cruising the street, then that's a street hail. What do you think about that?
I think it's 100% correct. And I'll tell you something else. It's telling that they've done all this rigmarole to try and get away from the fact that they are stealing our business. And I'm wondering at what time does the yellow cab business say, look, this is nonsense. We got to sue these people. We got to start getting real teeth into these negotiations here. And Dave had a very interesting point. These guys with all their medallions and all these big shots, and they've had cabs in the family for years and all this jazz, they don't want to take care of the politicians. They don't like to spend money on contributions, a lot of them. And the old guys, back in the days, they used to pour money, throw the money around like a drunken sailor when it came to taking care of some of the people who take care of you. But the new guard, I don't know what their problem is. They just don't have, there's no common sense.
Yeah, but Mike, there is common sense. Why should we have to pay for what is lawfully ours?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, we have to pay to protect what's lawfully ours. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, but why would these people should be protecting it without getting paid?
That's a good question. Okay, but I mean, the point is, everybody else is doing it. So I mean, your answer is like,
yeah, but that
like
doesn't make it right. That doesn't make it right. You know,
it doesn't make it right, but it's the way the world works these days.
I know that, and that's what's wrong with society. That you got to grease the politicians in order to get to enforce the laws that were passed in your favor, you know, to protect you.
Right, so,
I should say. All right.
Well, so let's put it this way. So in lieu of greasing politicians, what's the answer? What do we do? I guess storm the voting booths.
We need somebody in that office that knows right from wrong. That's it. Okay, and says this is not right and this is wrong, and acts on it. Okay,
right. Mm-hmm.
All right, that's it. Okay, but let me finish here. Let me finish here with what the mayor said. I think there are market dynamics that have created an opening for Lyft and Uber and others. Market dynamics.
Right.
And that the taxi industry has to learn from that. We should learn from these amateurs? Are you kidding me? You know?
Yeah, we should learn from people who are being deleted by their customers.
Yeah, right. We should learn how to get deleted, right?
Right.
The yellow cab industry.
What we have learned is that you got to have one thing I said on the Taxi Dave show was there. The city had a big ad on one of those stations, the radio stations. It said, oh, what? And this Friday we'll be selling bonds with the triple tax-free bonds, blah, 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 based on the faith and credit of the city of New York. We're guaranteed to pay. I was like, listen, what faith and credit do you have in the cab-driving community of people who bought original-issued medallions, which you could almost say to a degree is like a bond of trust
from
the city?
Yeah.
Right. And now you're going to come around and you're going to try and sell some other kind of bond. And it's like, look, I'm telling those bond people, say, look, pal, you might want to talk to Faisal sitting on the corner there with a medallion that he bought for $900,000, which is worth a lot less now, because he relied on the faith and credit of the current administration. So before you start talking about faith and credit selling stuff from the city, you might want to talk to a few cab drivers about that line.
Yeah, okay, we know all about faith and credit now, okay? All right?
Yeah.
Okay, but it says here, but look, I think I would be careful about assuming that something that was a free market dynamic where the city offered medallions for years and years until not long ago, they were rising in value all the time. That's right. That's right.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know. Aren't investments supposed to go up in value?
You would think.
Hope.
Why else would a guy buy a medallion? Exactly. Why else would a cab driver buy a medallion? What reason would he have to spend $900,000 if he thought it was going to not go to $901,000?
Or at least stay at $900,000.
Right. Or at least stay to the point where he could.
Right.
Maintain a level of, where his money would be going into a tangible asset that he could sell when he was older or at least lease out. And the other thing the mayor said in his little interview here was something to the effect is like, well, we're not going to change direction now. We want to stay, keep with what we're doing. And it's like, listen, what direction? It's rudderless. You have like a ship that's just like floating in the middle of nowhere. And it will change direction on what? I mean, the follow-up question should have been, well, Mr. Mayor, what is the direction?
Yeah, right.
And I think he had a little nervous, like, like Ralph Cramden move, where he's like, it's like, when he said change direction.
Well, like, let me finish, what's
the direction?
Let me finish reading what the sentence, okay? They still have a lot of intrinsic value because yellow cabs are still a crucial part of how people get around in a growing city. Intrinsic value. Well, Mayor, have you tried to buy one lately? Okay, have you gone to the credit unions and asked, or the banks that used to lend money for medallions, if you can get a loan?
Right.
Okay, they don't think it has any value.
Well, I mean, this is the other thing that he keeps talking about. Intrinsic value, it's like, and then he goes, and over time, it's like, look, pal, over time, what are you talking about over time? The Democratic primary is in September, and you got about 10 or 12 viable candidates running against you for the mayor of the city of New York.
Mm-hmm.
And the last time he ran in the Democratic primary, he's a big recount guy. We have to count the votes, count the votes, count the votes. He won the Democratic primary, allegedly, by 40.83%, okay? Now, 40% triggers a mandatory recount.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how we got away from the people not recounting at 0.83%,
mm-hmm.
because... he had like 60, the overwhelming majority of people did not vote for DeLazio. And so he claimed the Democratic primary at 40.8.3%, which basically is the mayoral election in this city, because then they ran some mope from the Republican Party again, who got his butt kicked by the Democrats. But he didn't exactly have a slam dunk thing going on. So he talks about what's going to happen moving. He didn't exactly have a mandate getting elected, and he's flapping around, and he's got the unions are mad at him, and the cab drivers are fed up with him, and you know, his big Uber experiment is going down the drain because people are deleting the app that they've been championing. And hey, what in your opinion, what does that mean when they say we don't want to give up on what we're doing? What are they doing? What exactly are they doing?
Nothing. They're putting on a charade.
A charade, right?
So, yeah.
I mean, what is their end game? Do you have any idea what their end game
is to get out of there before it gets too hot.
I guess
that's end game. Okay. All right. Let me just finish it. A city with more and more tourists, more and more jobs, more and more residents. In other words, we're a crucial part of the city, and so much business is out there that why worry? And here's more. And I think you're going to see some leveling off over time, and that could strengthen the medallion values again. It could. Well. I think the thing that will strengthen the medallion values is when you tell Uber to get rid of all the cars that they don't need, because these guys ain't making much money. Okay, so perhaps perhaps you could whittle them down to a fleet of cars that can make money in the for hire business as for hire vehicles doing prearranged calls. Okay,
right,
and then putting some more medallions out there. Getting the medallions that are on the shelf off the shelf, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then if there's a lack of vehicles for street hail, the real street hail, okay, you can sell some of those 1,600 medallions that you never sold that the state of New York authorized.
Well, this is another weird thing. If they did not have these dopey Uber cars on the road, if they had, say, about 5 or 10,000 Uber cars instead of the 50,000 Uber cars that the TLC, with I call her chairperson Nosy, okay, because I don't know what her deal is. I mean, they could have auctioned off 1,600 taxi medallions at $1 million a piece. That's $1.6 billion.
Right.
And then you got the fees, and I hate to say it, but the fines. You get fines and fees and registration, everything. 50 cents a trip and 30 cents a trip generating from the 1,600 medallions on the street. That's a huge amount of money. I mean, you'd have $30 million a year coming in from the 50 cents and the 30 cents per trip stuff, and you'd have another $20 million, I guess, from fines and fees or what have you, and then you'd have, let's say, $50 million a year. Then you have $1.6 billion coming in one shot from happy cabbies who were buying their cab. The first generation immigrants, then they have a big demonstration at Terminal 4. We have to take care of the immigrants. Well, apparently they let them in, but once they're in, they get screwed. I mean, that's what they're doing at the taxi commission now. But instead, they flooded the street with these useless Uber cars who are just blocking traffic, polluting the air.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, overtime. What do you mean overtime? This guy might be gone. Well, overtime. Who's going to be responsible for
over
this?
Whose
mess? How are we going to extricate? How are we going to get out of this mess? I mean, it's just insane.
Well, you know something, Mike. You know, we still have the credit unions. Melrose still has a case pending in federal court. Okay, that's been delayed and delayed and delayed. They changed judges, so nobody knows when this thing is going to happen. And from what I've read of this case, a jury trial was demanded. And I believe that testimony like from you and me and people in the industry in a jury trial would have to be heard by the citizens of New York, okay?
Right.
You know, who know right from wrong. Okay, and let's get it on, you know.
Well, the other thing is,
you know, we have nothing to fear. We have nothing to fear if this is judged by a fair jury. We have nothing to fear because everybody knows we are right.
Well, everybody knows we are right, and also, what happened to the environmental protection thing? Of whenever they tried to put more medallions on the streets, the pollution, the pollution. Well, you put 50,000 cars on the street, and, they get better gas. No, they don't get that much better gas mileage. I mean, they had the EPA standards they were worried about when the cabs are getting 12 miles a gallon. Now let's say the cars get 20 or 25 miles a gallon. Okay, so the gas mileage has been doubled, but you've quintupled the amount of cars. So at some point, if you jump from, let's say you put like 10,000 cars on the street, maybe that would have a negligible effect, but we don't know. I mean, right now we had to go through hell every time they want to put medallions on the street because they said, oh, the EPA, the air quality. You put 50,000 cars on the street. I mean, who are they kidding? I mean, there's got to be some negative impact on the air quality when we do that.
Well, there's got to be justice somewhere, Mike. You know, somewhere we have to, you know, if our case is heard by a reasonable court, you know, you know, of which I don't know if there are any reasonable courts anymore, you know.
Well, I talked to a couple of, one of your favorite lawyers, who we don't want to say in the air, but you're like a big fan of him. He had a very good point. He said, listen, this stuff here, you have to get it out of the city. And you have to, you know, he basically said you got to get it to federal court because, you know, a lot of these local judges, I hate to say it, but, you know, they know what side their bread is buttered on. They know how they got it.
Well, let's just say the federal judges have been given a case of Vitalis. A case of Vitalis. I don't know if you remember Vitalis. They used to call it that greasy kid stuff.
A greasy kid stuff, yeah.
Yeah, so you put it in your hair,
they
you know?
The market of greasy.
Yeah. They used to you know, before they had all of these pharmaceutical commercials, you know, eating up the airwaves, they used to advertise things like that on TV.
Right.
Vitalis and peanut butter. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the old-time TV shows, you'll see things like that. You know, the shampoo, you know, you don't see that anymore. All you see is pharmaceutical commercials for drugs that cost 75 times what they should and do nothing.
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you, speaking of drugs, did you see the end of that Super Bowl game? I mean,
Super Bowl. I missed it, Mike. I got to admit it. I went to bed. The score was 24-3 or something like that.
Well, the one thing you have in common with the Atlanta Falcons is when the score was 28-3, you both went to bed. The Falcons defense went to bed and you went to bed. And then it's kind of like 28-3. They just scored a touchdown over Brady. They intercepted Brady and went for they call it a pick six. And it was 28-3. Then Lady Gaga comes on the stage and we were watching it in the studio with the Taxi Dave show. We were like guesting over at the Taxi Dave show.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy didn't want the sound on. He goes, no, we can't have the sound on in the studio. We can put the game on. But so we're watching the Super Bowl with the sound off. And Lady Gaga, And I would recommend to anybody, the best way to watch Lady Gaga on TV is with the sound off, because with the sound on, it couldn't have gotten much better. I mean, it was just a fiasco. I felt like I wanted to gouge out my eyeball. But then the second half, Brady just tore them apart. They scored 31 consecutive unanswered points. And if you're living in Atlanta, you got to be kidding me. And then
did the Falcons keep turning over the ball?
No, it wasn't even turnovers. It was like, you know, three and out, four and out, punt the ball.
Oh, no, they were just they thought they could run the clock down with the 28-3 lead.
Yeah, but then the offensive corner, this guy Shanahan, who apparently has a new job coaching the 49ers, who are probably panicking right now.
Right.
He's going to try and run up the score. He's going to pass. He's going to do this. He's going to pass. It's like, dude, just run the ball. Give the ball to the big fat guy for half an hour. That's all you have to do. And he didn't do that. He had to pass. He had to do this. He had to do that. And they had so many simple ways of just eating the clock. I mean, it's just they didn't do it, and so they choked it away. And then the quarterback, this guy Ryan, who's a great quarterback in Atlanta, it wasn't his fault, by the way. He goes on the TV, he goes, well, it was a tough loss, and moving forward, the only thing we can all learn from this is, like, learn from this? What, are you kidding me? It's like you're up 28-3 at the half in the Super Bowl. What are you going to learn? You're going to learn how do you even wake up in the morning? You're talking about jumping off
Mike,
the buildings.
Mike, enough with the Super Bowl, okay?
No.
you've been.
Although I must say, I did win $10 from the Patriots. So
let me ask you a question here. You've been doing this Taxi Dave show the last couple of months, right?
You're breaking up, brother. You're breaking up.
Okay.
You're breaking up.
I'm talking on the same thing I was talking on 5 minutes ago. Okay.
Go ahead.
You've been doing this Taxi Dave show for the last couple of months, right? And
correct.
You know, I keep hearing these Uber plants calling up. Okay, like this guy last night. I drove a yellow cab and I wasn't getting any airport fares. I wasn't getting any but now that I'm working for Uber, I'm getting the airport fares. Mike, what's going on here?
They ain't getting nothing. Yeah, they're getting airport fares. That's why they're hustling at Terminal 4 and Terminal 5 with their little fake Uber cars.
But aren't they screening the calls that come in to the Taxi Dave show?
Well, there is a guy who screens calls for, like, the wackos who says, like, the real wackos, because we have some hardcore wackos, believe you me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's up to us to out these guys on the air, because the shills and the people calling up, the pro-Uber people who are propagandizing Uber, we can sift through them pretty quickly. And I think I caught one guy last night, and I said, well, you get out there, and then you don't get anything coming back. He goes, no, we. I said, listen, I see you guys sitting in the lot. I see you guys sitting in the terminal hustling people. There's nothing coming back from Uber. And I said, well, how much do you make over, like, 2 or 3 hours? He goes, well, after the commission, we make, like, $30. I think. Yeah, you make $30, but you get an hour and a half ride out. You don't get a job coming back. You're making $30 net over 3 hours.
Yeah, well, so these guys, these people that are calling up are Uber plants. You know, they may not even be drivers.
You, that's what you think?
Yeah, I think that Uber is listening to the radio show. Okay, and there's one good thing about pre-recording a show like we're doing right now is they can't call you. Okay,
right.
And I got news for you. When they try to jump on our message board, I delete them before they have a chance to say a thing.
Good man.
Okay, all right. Because they were doing it on that other website, that wacko website, and they just had freedom of expression. You know, talking yep. about the other drivers are cursing them out and the. You know, this is like going back to a couple of years now because I don't even go to that site anymore. Okay, but I'm telling you, they're all over the place. These Uber plants, all right, and you know, and Uber has I've heard a 90% what do you call it rotation rate with the drivers, where 90% of them are gone within 6 months, and they have to keep hiring.
That's very important. So say that again, because I'm going to say that on the air next time one of these nuts calls up. We got an arsenal of stuff to add.
90% of the Uber drivers are gone within 6 months, and they have to continue. They have to continue to hire more and more drivers. Okay, because they can't possibly put more and more cars out there. Okay, right. They can't buy cars, you know, keep buying cars, and they have all kinds of wacko rental deals for the cars. You know, they're operating a taxi service illegally. Period. End of sentence. Okay, right. They're operating a taxi service illegally, and they're paying their drivers as close to nothing as they could possibly get. Yep. As close as they can get nothing.
This is something that caught me when we were talking about, I think, last night or the other day, with this whole... In fact, I heard it on an Uber commercial. You can rent a car by the day or by the week. And it's like, oh, wait a second. So what are you doing? Now you're running a taxi fleet. It's bad enough they're downloading an app onto a phone for their car. But now you're going to run shifts with an Uber car. So how are you not a taxi service if you're running a fleet or if you're running cabs, basically, and renting shifts? So there's a lot of things where you pin them to the wall. And this goes back to what de Blasio says. It's like, we don't want to change our direction. What is your direction, bro? What direction? There is no direction.
Well, de Blasio said we're not ready to commit to reversing course. What course are you on? You know, I mean,
that would have been a great. We didn't know
there was.
Where's Brian Lehrer, the big radio show?
Well, he had to, he moderated the phone call in the beginning. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's a reporter. He's supposed to be the professor. Why didn't he jump in and say, "Mr. Mayor, could you please explain to the listeners what course that would be?"
Before the mayor had a chance to answer, Lehrer said, "Let me say for the listeners who don't understand the question." Since Uber, in particular Uber, and maybe Lyft came in, it's changed the taxi market so much that some of the drivers, like our caller who paid so much money for a medallion just a few years ago, has seen the value of that drop because you can't make as much money as before as a yellow cab driver. And I guess he's asking the city to compensate the difference because he sees it as a regulatory decision that the city has made to allow Uber in like this. Okay.
Run book wild.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And the rest is what the mayor answered. Okay. So Lehrer understands. Okay. He knows. Right. He knows who's getting screwed. All right.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
And you know something? If the mayor would just give us a straight answer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is he danced around this. Okay. You know, the people in Albany, and it's not our fault, and the markets will change, New York is a thriving city, and the yellow cabs have always been an intrinsic part of the city, and I think in time it should strengthen again. You know, stop the BS, Mayor. Stop it.
The one thing de Blasio could do tomorrow. Let's talk about some things he could do tomorrow. Like,
okay.
Like your friend Carolyn, again, who's Carolyn is becoming like the MVP of this year for our business because you could get rid of these limos who are feasting on these helpless tourists in front of hotels in Manhattan and say, listen, you got to go away. What do you mean I got to do good things? You got to get out of here. Get out of here. It's a cab stand. It's not a degenerate gambler fake Uber black car stand. If they wanted to have fake Uber black car stands with degenerate gamblers sitting in front of hotels, they would have a sign that says, "This space reserved for degenerate gamblers driving fake Uber cars." They would put up that sign, but that sign isn't there. It says taxi stand that we are supposed to be in front of the hotel.
Right, exactly. And speaking of the hotels, coming soon to a taxi near you will be a card that will be handed to you, telling you how to take these fake Uber cars. FHV cars and black cars that are stealing your hotel fares, how to take them to court and get them fined $2,000, $4,000, or $10,000. Okay?
Well, Dave put that in as a half page full color ad in his latest paper. You know that, right?
Yeah.
In the Taxi Insider.
Yeah, I know that.
It's huge. It's like a big deal.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Did you know that? You didn't know
no,
that?
No, I haven't seen the paper because he doesn't send it to me until till next month. You know, I mean, you know, I would like to get it yesterday. Okay. You know, for those
he'll have it on there.
For those of you that I gotta wait for the PDF to put it up on the website. Okay.
It's on the way, brother. Don't worry. It's gonna happen. Believe it or not.
Okay, but
we did put a big thing there.
But us cab drivers have to help the city enforce the law because they can't do it themselves.
That's right.
Okay.
That's exactly.
All we're asking for is our legal rights. That's all we're asking for. We're not asking for any bonuses. We're not asking for who do we have to pay to get it. Okay? We just want our legal rights. We want the law.
Actually, I think we should ask for bonuses because I think we should get the money back that we were screwed out of.
That's true. I don't disagree with that. Okay? I don't disagree. Right. We have been screwed out of thousands and thousands of dollars. Okay? Because of this. Okay.
Millions and billions.
Millions and billions. Okay. We don't know the figure. Okay. But do the math. All right. Okay. And you know something? That's all I got to say for this show, Mike. All right.
That's it?
That's
about
it.
What?
Anything else to talk about?
Just like that? You're quitting the show?
No, I'm not quitting. I'm just asking you. What else is new? What else can we talk about?
Well, I just like to say this goes from top to bottom. This also goes to people who got their taxi license with the idea they would be guaranteed to make a living. In fact, it's in TLC rules that the taxi commission should make sure that everybody is making a living. Because right now, they raised the minimum wage in New York State to $11 an hour. I don't think a lot of these Uber drivers and some of these yellow cab drivers are making $11 an hour. I mean, they're making less than minimum wage getting into business. So, all this market will adjust stuff. It's nonsense.
Not only are they making minimum wage after getting into business, some of them owe close to $1 million for this privilege.
Oh my God! Can you imagine? Oh my, poor guys.
You know, I mean, how could they do this, Mike? I can't believe that they've done this. Okay.
They've been ripped off by the city of New York, and I'll tell you one thing: I think some people should be disbarred, thrown out of office, thrown in jail because of. In my opinion, this was just high-tech theft. That's the way I look at it. I mean, it was just a double cross.
You're right.
I think they should look at it in terms of criminal activity. It shouldn't be looked at as some cab thing where the cab is. No, it's criminal activity. We're promised something. Somebody else was promised something. And why were they given basically what we owned? They were just handed over to them. They had no right to do that. And I think some people should be thrown in jail. And I hope when pre-interviews the mayor, he might want to ask that question too. And that's our show.
Okay. All right, Mike. All right. Actually, it is time to cut it off. Okay. We're at the...
No! I want to do another 4 hours about this. You ready?
Well, what else you want to talk about? The Super Bowl, you talked about the Super Bowl, okay, which there won't be another Super Bowl for another year. So, thankfully.
Right.
Okay. Uh-huh. Enough of that hype.
I just want to say a shout out to all the people listening to the show, supporting the show, literally and figuratively. Want to give a shout out to all the people who are helping pay the freight on the front page with their little promotional stuff. And you want to use their businesses. And like I said, if you see someone helping us to bring this show to you in one of those little promotional spaces, please. Use their business because they're helping put gas in this little tank of NYC Taxi News. So, all right, hey, do what you got to do. I'll catch you later. It was a great show.
Okay. Bye, everyone.
Bye, New York. Bye, world. Bye-bye.